Hello, and welcome to the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. You are listening to Authors Between the Covers. I'm your host, Hope Katz Gibbs. On today's show is Jim Barnes, an editor and director of the IPPI Awards, which is shorthand for the Independent Publisher Book Awards. And he has been involved with this program since 1997. So welcome to the show, Jim. So let's talk a little bit about the IPPI Awards. What are they? Who can enter? And what do you get if you win? And so tell us how it got started. Tell us about some of the recent winners, actually. And this has grown so much. In your bio, you say there were 325 entries initially, and now 5,000 books are entered. And the categories have gone from 24 to 76 subject areas, which is really amazing. Excellent. So what's the criteria? What do you look for in a winner? That's makes sense because that's what readers want. So it's good. It sounds like a perfect collaboration. Talk a little bit more about the independent book publishing industry. It's one that's growing in leaps and bounds. In fact, my company, Incandescent Public Relations, we just launched our first two books, one coming out in March and my book coming out in April, which is PR Rules the Playbook. We're trying to help small business owners do PR themselves, or if they hire a publicist, learn how to really maximize that relationship. So why are so many people getting into this industry and self-publishing? Which is exciting, important, right? And the profit, you get to keep them. I've been, as a journalist for the last 3 decades, I've been writing about authors forever, and they're always frustrated. They're always not, there's not enough money that's invested. It doesn't come out just as they saw it. And it's, so I can see where this would be an incredible growth industry. But what are some of the downsides to self-publishing? Do you think that the traditional publishers are nervous about the self-publishing industry? Yeah, it's excellent. In fact, because we launched this publishing company, AARP just interviewed me about when someone should and shouldn't write a book. And I came up with a list of few things that there are definitely times when someone shouldn't even bother going in the self-publishing road down the road. And I think you touched on a little bit of it. What are some of your tips of when to avoid self-publishing? That makes sense. So you... So you really want to look at it from a reader's point of view instead of an author's point of view once it's all said and done. And if you're not impressing yourself, then you want to maybe start over again. Makes perfect sense. So tell us a little bit about this year's IPBY contest. There's just a few days left to apply. Oh, very exciting. Well, I look forward to applying next year when our book will be in the right time frame for it. And we will encourage all of our listeners and readers to learn more about the IPBY Awards and the independent book publishing industry and check out your websites. Tell our readers how they can go listen to you, learn more about you. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time, Jim. We are really, really happy to know you and to know about the great work you're doing. And that's it today for Authors Between the Covers on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. We look forward to talking to you soon.